Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. The history of the Israelites in the Old Testament is also a prophetic view of man's condition and the redemptive work of Christ in the New Testament. Fallen man needs salvation. This was seen in the fact that the Israelites, as slaves to the ruler of Egypt, needed to be redeemed. Interestingly, there are seven feasts of the Lord recorded in Leviticus chapter 23. Each one addresses a step in the redemptive and restorative work of Christ. The first feast is that of the Passover. As recorded in Exodus 12, verse 2, God had said, "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." The Lord gave instructions to change the historical counting of the Jewish calendar so that the people now had a new beginning from which they would step out in faith. This is an important fact, indicating that the Christian restarts a new life from the time of redemption when, as pointed out in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Can you remember on what day you had your spiritual birthday? For the Passover feast, the sacrificial lamb was to be kept from the 10th to the 14th day to be sure that it was without blemish. The number 10 is about human responsibility. In this passage, it is not a question of the people doing something for their salvation, but of their obedience to God, who is the only Savior. The lamb was kept then from the 10th day until the 14th. 14 is a multiplication of 2, the number of witness, times 7. So they got a full witness of the perfection of the Passover lamb, a picture of the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. This lamb was killed, the blood applied to the doorposts and lintel, and the lamb eaten with everyone dressed to travel. God had said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you." Exodus 12, verse 13. This equates to the New Testament statement that Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. 1 Corinthians 5, 7. What is the plague that we must be saved from? It's the disease of sin that leads to death. We must be reminded that we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ have been sheltered under the blood of the Lamb for eternal salvation. From that moment on, we become pilgrims on a great journey to our promised land, that is, heaven itself, with the joy of eternity with our God, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.